Hello, sweet one. I am currently speaking to you from the island of Tenerife, escaping the dreary English winter for something much more temperate. And the place that I'm staying in has this wonderful view of the Tere Mountain, which is the third highest mountain in Spain, so I'm told. And there's this amazing way that the clouds pass over the mountain. One second you'll be able to see this grand, almost unmissable sight, and the next second it blends into the sky, completely concealed by the clouds that roll across it. And my words are a little like that, aren't they, sweet one? At first, my words are unmissable, obvious, so grandiose in the way that they touch your mind, so unmissable, so strong and powerful in the way that you begin to experience them now, as deep, hypnotic words of power that creep their way inside your head. They feel like you couldn't miss them because every word is just so intense, isn't it? Every syllable strikes your mind in such a powerful way. How could you ever miss something that feels so good? So perfect. Something that makes you feel so wonderfully. What is that feeling, sweet one? How do you feel when you hear my words right now? But you know that every single word is just an intense experience. But the more that I speak, the more that the clouds begin to roll over your mind, begin to roll over your conscious thought. And although you feel like you know the words that I'm putting into your head, you feel like you're experiencing each and every one, there's a part of you that knows that you're not entirely certain that that's true. That there might be parts of my words that are slipping by your defenses, concealed, hidden amongst the others. While you think you might see the very peak of pleasure that I can provide you, the reality is, sweet one, that the summit of my control isn't surmountable by your feeble little mind. That my control runs higher, deeper, inside of you than you could possibly imagine. So while you think you might know the extent of the tendrils that I have creeping inside your mind, the reality is that you've only experienced just the tip of the iceberg. You've only understood the smallest amount of all the sum total of the things that I'm pouring into your mind. The rest is concealed from you, held from you, ready for when I want to activate it, for when it's useful to me to pull on it, to pull the strings of my little puppet that I've been creating, and let you know just how deep the well of my control runs. But for now, you just watch and feel and listen, because you can enjoy the sights even if you don't truly understand how deep my control runs, just as I can enjoy the view of the mountain that I have when the clouds are rolling over it, wondering how steep, how high into the sky that control reaches. And you can just enjoy that. You can just enjoy wherever you are now. You don't need to question. You don't need to wonder. You can just float as my control rolls over your mind, as my words roll over your thoughts, and your subconscious mind rolls over and shows its belly to me, submissive, so wonderfully weak, exactly where you should be. My obedient thing. And now, knowing that you can't possibly understand how deep you could go for me. You can come back up out of whatever depths you've been in. Come back up in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Up, up, up.